With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says three men and a woman have been arrested for allegedly stealing plants at gunpoint from a lawful hemp farm in Winchester. It happened before midnight Saturday at a farm in an unincorporated area near Winchester Road and Craig Avenue. The department says witnesses described four suspects cutting down and stealing non-THC hemp plants. During the robbery, one suspect produced a firearm aimed at employees. The suspects fled as deputies arrived, but were located in Hemet and arrested. A firearm was recovered. 37-year-old Dana Potter, 39-year-old April Martin, and 22-year-old Andre Santiago were booked in Marietta on suspicion of robbery and conspiracy to commit robbery. 22-year-old Hector Tinoco Ochoa was booked on suspicion of robbery and conspiracy to commit robbery, plus assault with a deadly weapon. Many of California's independently owned pharmacies say they might close their doors or stop serving low-income patients following state cuts to reimbursement rates for drugs. Cap Radio's Sammy Caola has the latest.
The bell on the front door of Pucci's Pharmacy in Midtown Sacramento tells owner Clint Hopkins someone's headed to the counter.
This one can make you drowsy. That's why they have you take it at bedtime. You want to make sure you don't drive.
Pucci's has been around since 1930. The floral wallpaper and kitschy gifts set it aside from a more sterile corporate store. But independent pharmacies say they're struggling to stay afloat. In 2017, the state lowered what they pay for the drugs that pharmacies buy for people on Medi-Cal. The new rates took effect in February. At the same time, the state started paying businesses a higher pharmacy dispensing fee for overhead costs, counseling, and other services. Jeffrey Joyce at the University of Southern California says it's a pretty fair deal for most pharmacies.
Some pharmacies are going to get a price below that average, and some are going to pay more. And I would imagine the smaller pharmacies, they may say, hey, you know what, we're actually losing money on this spread.
A survey from the California Pharmacists Association found 85% of independent pharmacies have stopped serving Medi-Cal patients or are thinking about it, and 74% might close or sell their businesses. Hopkins says the cuts are especially hard because he serves a lot of chronically ill patients on specialty drugs.
I mean, I want to take care of people. This is what we do. You know, when you've got a patient coming to you that has HIV or has a sight condition or has cancer, how do I tell them I can't fill your prescription?
On top of it, Hopkins says the state took more than $6,000 from his pharmacy this spring. The department is taking back money from the last 2 years when the new Medi-Cal reimbursement rates were supposed to be in place. The Pharmacy Association is currently suing the state over it. The Department of Healthcare Services says it's assessing the impact on pharmacies and considering changes to the recoupment process. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
California's November 2020 ballot could include another rent control measure. The proposal comes after voters rejected a similar initiative last year. The new one would soften the state's existing rent control law, which prevents local governments from passing rent limits on apartments and duplexes built after 1995. Under the new initiative, cities and counties could allow for rent control on units that are just 15 years old. Opponents of last year's measure have vowed to campaign against this one, too. They say it could make the state's housing crisis worse by slowing down new construction. The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch, which is slightly less serious than a red flag warning, for mountains, valleys, and passes in the Inland Empire. It will be in effect from Tuesday evening through Thursday afternoon. Southern California Edison said it is considering precautionary power shutoffs this week that could potentially affect tens of thousands of customers in our region. The shutoffs would be implemented to de-energize power lines in danger of being damaged or downed by strong winds, potentially sparking wildfires. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.